Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Today is another special collaboration episode where I'm joined with Dr. Hillary Blackburn from the podcast Talk to Your Pharmacist to talk all things about pharmacy leadership, women in pharmacy, and charitable pharmacy services. It was so great to have Hillary join us for our show, and we hope you enjoy our conversation as much as I did. Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times. Today is another special episode where I'm joined with Dr. Hillary Blackburn from the podcast Talk to Your Pharmacist to talk all things about pharmacy leadership, women in pharmacy, and charitable pharmacy services. Hillary, thank you so much for joining us. We're so lucky to get you on our show today, and I know that probably a lot of our listeners listen to you as well. So this is a great, great day for us at Pharmacy Focus. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Jill. Excited to talk with you today.
I just wanted to ask you, because I know a lot of people have podcasts now, what inspired you to start your own podcast?
Yeah, so I started listening to podcasts actually with my husband. And after listening to podcasts like How I Built This, Entrepreneurs on Fire, TED Talks, and then maybe a few fun ones as well. In early 2017, I wanted to create my own podcast dedicated to showing leaders who are doing innovative things in healthcare. And so Talk to Your Pharmacist is really a podcast that was created for pharmacists, student pharmacists, and others across the country to hear from pharmacy leaders and others about their perspectives on current healthcare topics and their leadership stories. And really the concept of hearing from pharmacists during a dean's hour while in pharmacy school at the University of Mississippi was kind of, I guess, the genesis or the idea, and just wanted to be able to scale that concept. And doing so through podcasts was so great. So it's been 4.5 years now since August of 2017 when I first hit send over to Apple iTunes with 3 episodes. And now almost 200 episodes later, I've still not run out of amazing topics because there are so many wonderful people in pharmacy who are doing such great things. So it's been a really fun journey to be able to connect with others and share their stories in that way.
You're so right. There's so many different things that you can do with pharmacy and different things to learn. So it's really awesome that you were able to bring all different topics and people together with your podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
And I know that you have such an immense background in pharmacy between like leadership roles, healthcare strategy, just to name a few. I know you'll probably go into more. Is there any type of advice about leadership or management that you've learned along the way that you wish that you knew previously or that other pharmacists would know moving forward?
So I love this question. I typically ask this of all my guests at the end of every show on the Talk to Your Pharmacist podcast. And so I've got quite a list of these things from, saying yes and being willing to take risks and take opportunities, letting go of your plan. You know, a lot of people, I would have never imagined in pharmacy school joining someplace like the Dispensary of Hope in a very non-traditional pharmacy role, finding a mentor or coach, never stop learning, joining professional organizations, the importance of relationships and networking, setting goals, people have just gotten so many amazing things to share. And I've captured a lot of those in my book, How Pharmacists Lead, which is available on Amazon. So if people would prefer a written format, that is also an option. But one of the things that that I would kind of lean in towards is that, you know, pharmacists are problem solvers and helpers. And so I would just encourage people to continue to be curious and ask questions and to look outside of pharmacy at what's happening in the broader healthcare community, because what's happening in that ecosystem is going to affect us. And we need to be thinking ahead of where the next bounce of the ball is going to be so that we can continue to better prepare and provide value.
That's such great advice. And that's so true what you said. I feel like that is something really important for other pharmacists to know. So I'm really glad that you brought that up. I also wanted to ask you, since you talk a lot about being a woman in the field, that can come with a lot of hardships. So how important is it for you to be a woman in a leadership role in pharmacy? And what do you feel is your biggest influence on the field as a woman?
Yes, I think that women, especially moms, so I became a mom in August of 2020, and it has definitely been the most rewarding role, but also one of the most challenging. And so, you know, that's we always talk about work-life balance, and that brings on a whole new level. And so, you know, now I don't have quite as much extra time to dedicate to some of my other extracurricular things, like podcasting. I've scaled back from doing it every week to every other week. But, you know, everything comes in seasons, and having, you know, young babies requires more time and, you know, potentially challenges with childcare. And I, you know, we definitely saw that front and center over the last 2 years as parents were, you know, navigating, you know, having kids at home and trying to do school and work. And I could only imagine all of the different things that they were trying to balance. But there are a lot of other different challenges in the working environment, you know, for females, particularly networking. I think that it sometimes can be a little bit harder for women. I know my husband may have a lunch meeting like every day of the week. He is in sales, but I think that sometimes it's a little bit harder for women to kind of get together. But we've seen some neat things popping up for women across the country, might be trying to replicate some similar things here in Nashville, navigating office politics and negotiation. And, you know, some of those things I mentioned in the book as well. Females can, you know, face harassment, like being called sweetie or some inappropriate flirtatious things, or not being, not receiving due consideration or being excluded from the boys' club. So I'm, you know, I'm sure I'm not the only one that has experienced any challenges in the workplace, but you know, I've really been honored to help support and empower women leaders through, you know, platforms like my podcast. We did a series last year on women leading in crisis, and I was able to interview 4 different pharmacy leaders, either chief pharmacy officers or directors of pharmacy of health systems, and they shared on how they were leading their teams through crisis. That was kind of after Harvard Business Review came out with an article about how women have done a really stellar job of leading through crisis due to all of their different characteristics and skills, like empathy, which has definitely been one of the top leadership things recognized by Forbes and some other groups, particularly over the last year. And, you know, in How Pharmacists Lead, I highlight over 20 women leaders from across the country in disciplines ranging from entrepreneurship to academia. And with women making up the majority of graduates in the health professions, there continues to be a lack of females in leadership positions. And so How Pharmacists Lead really helps to explain some of those challenges that women face in the workplace, as well as some solutions to overcome them. Some other things that are happening about, you know, women in leadership There is a Women of Pharmacy conference that actually the South Carolina Pharmacy Association is hosting over MLK weekend in Asheville. And so that sounds, it's in the 19th year, and they continue to have people from all over the country who are finding an interest in the topic. And then APHA Foundation has an inaugural Women in Pharmacy Committee. And I was asked to serve on that committee. And so, you know, we're kind of revamping what that looks like at annual meeting and kind of re-looking at some of the awards to recognize some amazing female leaders. So it's exciting to see that that's been a particular topic that people are interested in.
That is so exciting. And I love that you brought up the conferences and everything. I bet you our listeners will be super excited to hear about that. I actually wanted to go back to your big accomplishments that you mentioned, the Director of Pharmaceutical Services at the Dispensary of Hope, which is a nonprofit wholesale distributor that helps low-income and uninsured patients at hospitals and clinics across the country. Could you tell us more about that position and the importance of participating in charitable pharmacy services, especially with all the time you've spent at this organization?
Yeah, so it's been 6 years that I've been in my role as the Director of Pharmaceutical Services at the Dispensary of Hope, which is a national nonprofit medication distributor hosted by Ascension, where I oversee the formulary, lead any research initiatives, and manage the strategic or our network of strategic advisors on the Pharmacy Advisory Council. And, you know, prior to that, I found out about Dispensary of Hope from some patients that I was helping to serve in one of the mental health clinics in the Nashville area. And at that time, I just reached out as a volunteer. They did not have any pharmacists currently on their team and offered to help with developing their generic formulary. And in 2015, they actually got some funding to hire a full-time pharmacist. So it was a bit of a leap of faith to take on a role where, you know, it was brand new and not a lot was known about it, but it's just been a really amazing journey, been able to work with some great people and to advance an amazing mission. You know, pharmacists really have such an important role in medication access. In 2019, PQA, or Pharmacy Quality Alliance, developed the Medication Access Patient Journey to address the social determinants of health that hinder patient medication access and contribute to poor health outcomes. And this framework identifies seven key areas that patients encounter while accessing medicines and the structural, financial, personal barriers that patients face within each. And hospitals, clinics, and charitable pharmacies across the country who use Dispensary of Hope, who get medicine that has been donated from pharmaceutical companies, and then we distribute those, you know, to these entities, they can use those medicines and give them free of charge to their uninsured population. So many of them are already providing charity care. And so using Dispensary of Hope medicine can really enable them to extend their resources. The pandemic has really revealed some issues around health equity, and that's where we really encourage these nonprofit health systems to contact Dispensary of Hope to learn more about becoming a dispensing site so that they can provide access to medication for the most vulnerable in the communities where they already serve. And the need is significant, and we can help make a difference there.
That is so inspiring. And I hope that all of our listeners and others who listen to this hear that and hope that they join other pharmacy services like that. I think that's so great that you work so hard with that organization.
Well, thank you. It's really rewarding work, but we don't do it alone. There are pharmacists on the front lines who are, you know, seeing these patients, and when they're able to tell them that their medicine is free of charge, you know, that they don't have to kind of make the choice between food or medicine, it's really amazing. So they get to see these patients, they get to, you know, share their stories, and it's really their great work that we're able to touch so many different patients.
Absolutely. Hillary, thank you so much again for coming on the show today. You're an inspiration, and I hope that you continue to inspire other pharmacists out there with your work.
Well, thank you so much, Jill, for the opportunity. It's amazing the things that Pharmacy Times has been able to do for the profession over a number of years, and have, continue to show great sources of content. So it's a pleasure to be able to collaborate with you guys in this way.